You said we're deploying it to this side now?
Yeah, we're launching it.
This is Commander John Laney. I'm the commander of Mine Countermeasures, Division 3-1.
All right, 3-2-1, lift.
In the event that there are mines in the harbor, if that happened, we would be called to go survey the harbor, put down divers in the harbor to render those mines safe, use remotely operated vehicles to render those areas safe, and then open that harbor back up for shipping, transport, fishing, and other uses.
My name is AG3 Fuentes. I'm with NOMWIC. They'll do their thing. We'll monitor while they do their missions. Make sure everything's running okay. Make sure there's no faults. Make sure vehicle's running how it's supposed to. And then after it's done, we'll go pick it up. They'll let us know when it's done.
We can see pictures of logs. We've found some wrecks, some shipwrecks. We've been looking for some aircraft wrecks. Haven't found those yet. But we do see fishing gear, logs, plenty of tires on the bottom.
I'm Barbara Fletcher. I'm an engineer and project manager. We are supporting the Navy with these next generation expeditionary remotely operated vehicles, developing the technologies and getting them to the point where they are suitable for the sailors to operate.
We were just in the Baltic not too long ago, and there are still thousands, possibly even hundreds of thousands of mines left over from World War I and World War II that are still in the Baltic. And we found approximately 19 historical mines, and we were able to dispose of approximately 8 to 10 of those mines.
See it pop up anywhere? No? Oh, there it is. Straight ahead. You guys see it? Okay.
A little orange fin sticking up.
Yep, that's a good indicator to know where it's at.
I'm Lieutenant JG Richard Drummerhauser.
You're essentially the underwater bomb squad guy. Is that it?
Yes. We do have the option to BIP or blow in place. That means to take care of that problem where it stands. And then that would be taking into consideration where we are, making sure that everybody is safe in order to do that. Or we can RTB or raise to a beach and essentially move an object to a safer location where we can then dispose of it in that location.
How heavy is that thing?
About 100 pounds.
It's about 100 pounds.
Oh, it's the cold water that's the problem here, right?
Oh, yeah. When it's in the water, when we retrieve it, it's got water in its nose, so it makes it a little bit heavier. So when you pick it up, we have to like hold it out a little bit so it drains out, and then we pick it in.